What's up, Ortandians? This is your girl, Ortandia, and you are tuning in to your favorite podcast, House of Ortandia. And you already see where we're going with this from the title. We talking about that Skrilla, that guap, that Luciano, that cheese, that cheddar. We're talking about how you can make money during these holiday seasons. And like I always say, the holiday seasons really start in October. So you need to be starting a plan on how you're going to make start your seasonal business right now. So I'm going to give you some ideas and run with them. You might even come up with your own ideas. You may be able to combine some of these ideas. But before we go into that, I just want to say, how you doing? How y'all doing for real? It's a lot going on. It is a lot going on. Everything from the civil rights uprising that we're in the midst of right now to the upcoming election to, man, crime going on every which way to the pandemic that we're still in the midst of. It's so much going on. And I know it's weighing heavy to job loss, people losing jobs, to having to send your kids back to school or having your kids stay home and learn virtually. It is a lot going on. So let's just take a second and just do some deep breathing exercises just to get ourselves calm, okay? So breathe in. Breathe out. Let's do that two more times. Breathe in. Breathe out. One more time. Breathe in. Breathe out. Just wanted to relax with y'all real quick before we jump into something. Okay. It's okay to take a little me time. Although that was only about 5 seconds. 5 second me time is still a good time. Okay. So the first idea I had is Thanksgiving or Christmas wreaths. You know, people put wreaths out on their front door. So if you are really crafty, I mean, you need to be bomb if you're going to make somebody a Thanksgiving or a Christmas wreath to put on their door. So if you are that person that you know how to put pine cones together, ribbon and all the stuff that goes into making a Christmas wreath beautiful or a Thanksgiving wreath beautiful, if you are that chick or that guy, because, you know, we got some crafty guys out there, this will be a good business opportunity for you. And so you want to start with your coworkers. You want to start with your neighbors. You want to create a flyer. If you have social media, Facebook or Instagram, you want to make some and take pictures of them and put them on your social media pages. Let people know, listen, I'm selling these. They are whatever, $75, $50. See what the going costs are. And then, see what the going costs are and then charge yours accordingly. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. But, again, Thanksgiving wreaths, Christmas wreaths. Good idea. Good way to make. You need to account for the labor, the amount of time it's going to take you. You need to account for, you have to go out and get all of the things. You have to go to Michael's and some of these other craft stores to get everything you need, gas, you know. So you need to account for all of those things before you put a cost on them. And then, like I said, compare them to other people. See what other people are charging in your area. Also, if you are a baker, this is a great time to bake. Last year, shout out to my little brother. My little brother is an excellent baker. So for Thanksgiving and Christmas, he was selling cakes. So he was selling honey bun cakes. Those are very popular cakes. It's a dog barking while I'm doing my podcast. It's not my dog. So I'm not going to edit this out. Y'all know how I do. But he was selling honey bun cakes are a popular cake in the South. So they taste like the honey bun, the snack, the honey bun. They are amazing. I wouldn't advise you eat a whole bunch of them because you will become a diabetic, but they are amazing. But he was selling honey bun cakes, pound cakes, lemon cakes, and he was selling them $35 a pop. He made about $500 or so, a little bit over $500. So he did very, very well. And so if you are a baker, you can do cupcakes, you can do pies. If you are good with doing the cakes in the jar where they, you know, if you can do that, do cookies. If you can do the cookie, all kinds of cookies, macadamia nut, which is one of my favorite, oatmeal raisin, chocolate chip, peanut butter, Christmas cookies, sugar cookies, whatever. Also, don't forget about, what's the other thing? The Italian desserts. I can't think of them right now. I can't think, but the Italian desserts, the Danishes and stuff like that. Also, what I want to say, biscottis, if you know how to bake all of that stuff, this is a perfect time of year to start create your flyer. All my brother did was I created a flyer for him. I emailed it to him because we don't live in the same state. I emailed it to him. He gave it to our other siblings and friends that work at like warehouses and hotels. And then those people in turn ordered cakes through them. And then my brother just delivered them to their jobs. And so same thing. Give them to people that where you know people work with a lot of people. Give them a flyer. Again, if you social media is good, so your Facebook, your Instagram, take pictures of your stuff. Make sure you have good pictures though of your cakes and pies and cookies and all that stuff. And post the pictures. Whatever you think is a fair price. Again, do your research. Okay, what are people charging for apple pies? What are people charging for sweet potato pies, pumpkin pies, pound cakes, red velvet cakes, German chocolate cake? What are people charging in my area? And then you charge yourself. You charge accordingly. What else? The third idea I had was Christmas decorations, outdoor Christmas decorations. Because I don't see in the middle of a pandemic nobody letting you come inside the house and do their decorations. I mean, they may, but outdoor Christmas decoration. So everything from the trees, the lights on the house, the lights on the trees, all the extra regalia that people like on their front lawn, from the manger, the sleigh, the snowman, the reindeer, all that stuff that people like on their front lawn. Get yourself, I would say, go on Vistaprint. You can get like car decals for like next to nothing. Put it on your car, create some flyers, go into those suburban neighborhoods where you know people will pay for you to come out and to decorate their outdoors, and post up flyers in their dry cleaners, in their local Starbucks, in their local coffee shops, in there, wherever their little eateries, the little bodegas and little diners in their community. Post your flyers up there and just talk to the business owners. Let them know, hey, I do outdoor Christmas decorations. You know, even the company, local small businesses may want to do some decoration this year in order to bring people in, you know. And so if you are good with Christmas decorations, outdoor Christmas decorations, go for it. That is going to be a great money maker. Another one, Christmas tree delivery. So people may not want to go out this year because, you know, tree farms or where people are selling trees, it may be crowded. And, you know, we're still in the midst of a pandemic. So people may be more apt to ordering one or paying for someone to go and get it and delivering it to their doorstep. So again, you want to be in those communities, those zip codes where people pay for trees and wouldn't mind paying your cost to go and chop the tree down or buy the tree from the tree farm or wherever. So you want, again, get your flyer, use your social media, get a decal on your car, drive through those suburban communities, post your flyers up in their small businesses in the area. Let them know who you are. Another thing you can do is specialty food baskets. One year, my friend, she did everything. Everything they love baskets. So she would create this little basket of. So say I was ordering something for, say, my sister, and I wanted all of my sister's favorite candies and snacks and all of that. And then I would tell her what they are. And then she would go purchase these things. And that was a part of the cost as well. And she would go purchase all of the stuff, put it in a beautiful basket. Or no, not even a basket. She put it in this plastic container, decorated the plastic container. It was beautiful. And the person that I gave that to, they loved it. It was all their favorite candies from like childhood, all of their favorite snacks. They loved it. And I think, I want to say she charged me like 60, 70 bucks, something like that. Maybe 75, somewhere in there between $50 and $75. I can't really remember. That was I'm going to say like a decade ago, maybe, that I bought that from her. But if you are a basket person and you know how to make really, really good baskets, whether they be for Thanksgiving, maybe you create baskets of food that people will need to make their Thanksgiving dinners. Maybe not a basket, but a specialty food bag where it's like cranberries and cornbread stuffing and all the things that people need for their Thanksgiving dinner, and you create a specialty food bag. You go to the various specialty food stores in your community and you get a little bit of this, buy a little bit something from that store, that store, that store, create this specialty food bag, and then create a subscription business. So I done gave you two businesses in one. The first is just a regular basket of beautiful things as a gift basket to sell. The second one is a specialty food business where I'm thinking more so like Thanksgiving and Christmas. People are making dinners. And so if you can go to this. Okay, for instance, in Philadelphia, there's an area called Chestnut Hill. There are tons of specialty food stores up there. There's a store that sells only spices, and these are like gourmet spices. There's another store that sells like all the different kinds of cheeses you want. There's another store up there that sells all kinds of breads. There's like a meat store up there, like ribs and duck, not like that, but like deli meats, but not like ham and salami, but like the special, very expensive lunch meats, for lack of a better word, deli meats, for lack of a better word, very expensive cuts. I'll say it that way. But you can go to all of these. There's another store up there that has all of these oils, like olive oil, rosemary oil, but like they're super expensive. So if you can work out a deal with the specialty store owners, you can get, like I said, maybe an item from each store, creating a specialty bag and then a subscription bag. And then you'll be a specialty subscription food service. So you maybe charge like $100 per person. You deliver it every other week or every week or whatever. So that's, again, that's, I gave you two in one. You know I love y'all. I'm gonna get y'all two business in one. Next one. Office cleaning, litter pickup. So there are a lot of small businesses or medical practices, private medical practices in your area, you can go and talk to either the physician or the administrative assistant and say, hey, you know, I do office cleaning. You want to do like specialized cleaning. Again, we're in the middle of a pandemic, so you need to have whatever those cleaning materials that can kill the virus on contact. You need to make sure that you have those things. And so I'm sure they have litter like in the front of the office, in the front of their building. So you can include that into your billing, or you can just do strictly outdoor cleanup, litter, trash, all of that. I'm telling you, if you decide to do this, you're going to do well. Now, you need to make sure that you have all of the equipment you need. If there are any licenses involved, you need to Google them, see, well, what do I need, any insurances or whatever. Make sure you're legal. Don't just jump out there and doing stuff. Make sure you're legal in your area and then go for it. Another one I have is an online art show. So one of my friends is an artist. When I tell you she's an artist. It oozes out of her. She does pins, paintings, pillows. I call her pins. She designs pins. She designs pillows. She designs paintings, like all kinds of stuff. But she's an art. She's about to get into abstract art, wall art. And so if you are an artist like she is, especially a painter, when you do wall art, wall decor, have an online art show and invite other artists. Maybe they don't do what you do, so you don't have someone in competition, but have an online art show where people can either bid on your product, do an art auction, or they can just go ahead and purchase your products outright. And make it fun. Have like, look, jump in somebody, one of these DJs' inbox, DM one of these DJs. They ain't doing nothing. What DJ you doing out here doing concerts? They online like everybody else. So jump in one of these DJs, jump in them DMs, say, hey, I'm getting ready to have an art show. Maybe your local DJ, maybe somebody in your city, say, hey, I'm getting ready to have an art show, online art show. I would love for you to DJ it. Blah, 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 blah. Y'all work out something. Maybe y'all work out a back end deal where you can pay him or her after the art show is over or whatever. Y'all work it out. But I think that would be lucrative. I think it'd be fun for people that's into art, whether you're doing sculpting, somebody else may be doing, may have, wall art. Somebody else may have string art. Somebody else may have, I don't know. I'm not an artist, so I don't, all the different kind of facets of artistic stuff, but you know what I'm saying. Somebody else might have candle making or glass blowing, whatever. But make it fun, invite people to come on, have a specialized link so that people, maybe you charge people to come. So if they register for your online art expo or art event, you might charge $25 or $15 or something like that. Y'all hear this blowing in the background? Child, when I tell you it's so busy on my block, people up and down this block. Y'all know I'm not going to edit none of this out. Y'all, I've got edited nothing out. But you can charge people to come, either come into the art show, or you can let it be free and then in hopes that they'll buy the artwork that's made available to them. So jump on that, man. So people want to look for something. It's getting colder. People going to have to be back in that house again. And so give people something fun to do. You know, you have to advertise it. You're going to have to market it. You're going to have to use social media. You might have to go have an influencer market it for you. There's a website called Influencer Snob. I think it's called. Hold on. I'm going to give you the right thing. It's where you can pay an influencer to list something for you. I hope I can find it. Hold on, y'all. Y'all know how I be forgetting stuff. Knowing I need stuff ahead of me. I think it's called Influencer Snob. Hold on. Y'all give me a minute. Don't leave me. Don't leave me, girl. Please stay with me. Oh, sugar. I can't find it, y'all. I think it's called Influencer Snob, though. Hold on. Let me Google it. Y'all know I like to let my Google fingers work, child. Let me Google it real quick. Influencer Snob? Is that it? Brand Snob. That's what it is. BrandSnob. And so, yeah, they don't think you have to have thousands of dollars, because there's some people on there that don't charge, so it's not charging much. Or if you want to do it your own way, just find somebody, a micro influencer. Don't try to find somebody that has 20,000 followers. Find somebody for 1,000 followers, 500 followers, that's in that artistic realm, and you can say, hey, what do you charge per post? You know what I'm saying? And just get them to post it. And so, because it's not a local thing, it's an online art show. So you want it to be global. So if you can do that, go for it. Again, BrandSnob, is it BrandSnob.org or .co? Hold on. It's BrandSnob.co. It's also an app in the app store, in either of the app stores, whether you have an Android or an iPhone, you can download that app. So get your art on, okay? So the next one is a mobile laundry service. People may not want to do laundry this upcoming holidays. So you go, you pick up there. They may put it outside, and you go pick it up, take it to the laundromat, wash, dry, fold, and bring it back. And so that's kind of self-explanatory. Last two, I've talked about this one before, the ghost kitchens. If you just want to do holiday cooking, have a holiday based restaurant where you only want to be open from like October to December, you can find a ghost kitchen in your area. Like I said before, a ghost kitchen is just, you're renting kitchen space. Probably no bigger than your kitchen at home, but it's a commercial kitchen space. They are in all the major cities, Miami, Chicago, Philadelphia, Detroit, Los Angeles, San Diego, Austin, Dallas, San Antonio, and Houston. Memphis, Nashville, Birmingham, all the major cities, Charlotte, Newark, Brooklyn, Bronx, Boston, they're all major cities. There's a ghost kitchen. So if you Google virtual kitchen in and put your city in, or ghost kitchen in and put your city in, one will come up. And so they charge you, some of them charge you by the day, by the hour, by the month, by the week. And then you get listed with Grubhub, Uber Eats, DoorDash, and all the other ones. So all you have to do, you do have to market though, because they're going to list you on these third-party sites, but you still have to market to let people know, hey, I have a restaurant on Uber Eats or whatever. Let your friends know, put flyers up, do what you got to do to let people, when they go on Uber Eats or DoorDash or Grubhub, to go into your restaurant. And so if you say you're going to have, say you're going to do, bakery, do it for the next 3 months. Say if you're going to do, call it, or Tandy's Cupcakes. So people know, you won't let all your friends or family know. You won't let all your Facebook followers know. But you want to go into the community, wherever that Grubhub kitchen is, where, you know, and you want to let people know, listen, order from Ertandia's Cupcakes. Now, I can't bake, so I wouldn't do nothing like that. But you get the gist of what I'm saying. You do have to have a ServSafe certification. Let me say that first. So if you're in the food and beverage industry, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You need that certification. You don't need any kind of other insurances. The kitchens are already insured and all of that. But you do need that ServSafe certification. And that's a good way to see if you really want to do a restaurant in the future. If you can't handle it for these next 3 months, just, you know, doing takeout orders, you might want to reconsider your restaurant endeavors. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to pee on nobody's dream. I'm just saying. This is a good tester, good way to put your foot in the water, so to speak. Your toe in the water, so to speak. Now, my last idea is, if you are a handyman or handywoman of sorts, then you can create home weathering kits, like DIY kits, because it's getting ready to get cold. Well, if you're in the Northeast or in the Midwest, it's getting ready to get cold. So if you're in these two areas, in the South, maybe not so. If you're in Florida, it's probably not gonna really work. But you know what I'm saying. If you're in a city where it gets cold in October, November, December, January, February, March, you can, and if you are a handyman or handywoman and you know what it takes to weatherproof your home, to keep your home insulated, you can put a kit together, whether it's the tape, whether it's something to cover the outside air conditioner, whether it's some kind of plastic to cover the windows, whatever it takes to keep your home insulated that someone can do themselves. You put together that kit, sell it for whatever you're going to sell it for, post it up on Facebook, Instagram, let people know, your family, friends and family and coworkers, et cetera, know who you are. And you don't have to just do this for the season, for the holidays. You can do this well up until when it starts to get warm. And then maybe you can change your kit over when it gets warm into how to make your home cooler during the summer or something like that. If you panty people, y'all know this kind of stuff. And so you put your little instruction sheet in there so that people make them clear so that people can follow them step by step. And so that's all I got. Think about what you're good at. Think about what you think will sell, but don't overthink it. If you think it will sell, you think it's a good idea, try it. Just try it. Try it on some friends and family first. You know, if you're still hesitant, see if it works with them. I have one more idea. This is a bonus one. Have an online bookstore on Amazon. You know, people don't order, for the most part, people order books via Amazon. So here's an easy way to get into the bookselling business on Amazon. Go into the suburban areas in your city. Go to the dollar stores and get books from the dollar store. Get like self-help books, like The Habits of Successful People. Now, these books are only going to be like $1 to $3. These self-help books. Take those same books, buy them, maybe buy like 10 of them. And you want to sell them for like $15 on Amazon, plus shipping and handling. So that's a quick way to flip stuff like that. So the reason I say go into suburban areas, because the suburban dollar stores are always better than the dollar stores in the hood. That's just fact. So go out there, see what kind of books they have. And like I said, they have so many good books, self-help books. If you're into fiction, they got fiction books. If you're into whatever, romance novels, they got them too. And you, all you're going to do is create you a page on Amazon, a store page on Amazon, and you're going to list these books up there. Fill out all the information that you need to fill out about the book and just sell it. If it costs you $1, $2 from Dollar General, like I said, you're going to sell it for $9.99, $10, $12. You already made your money back 100 times over, and just charge for shipping and handling as well. So that's it. I hope you guys come. I hope I helped. Like I said, if you are just looking how I can make some extra money, or how I can, I lost my job, I need to make some money, period. Or if you just want to try, you just want to test the waters, test your entrepreneurial waters, so to speak. I hope I helped. And like I always say, y'all, I want to see you in heaven with me. All right. And I'm out.